This is David Haken with Casey Cafe Radio at the Kerrville Folk Festival. I'm here with Christy and Gordon McLeod, who are some of the finalists in the New Folk Songwriting Competition. Welcome.
Thank you, David.
So tell us how you became a duo.
Well, we call ourselves McLeod Nine because there's two of us. We've been playing music together in various configurations for 25 years.
Yeah.
Since we first got together and Christy was having a little health problem, and to take her mind off it, I suggested she play the guitar for me and my friend who had another duo, and she became our guitarist. And then we just went from there. We've been playing together in various bands. This particular duo we hatched about 3 or 4 years ago when I got her interested in playing swing guitar for me.
Right, and Western swing. Yeah.
So it was different kinds of, it was mostly Django type gypsy swing, and it goes with this wagon here.
That's right.
So,
well, what was the spark for the first song you're going to play for us?
What are we going to do first?
You want to tell us?
We're going to do a hypothetical.
Mm-hmm.
This was a prompt at Folk Alliance in Kansas City, and this prompt was hypothetically speaking. And so we, in about 15 minutes, sat down and wrote this song. And Gordon's a math wizard. I am not. I don't even know what half these terms even mean. But we're sort of trying out the hypothesis that we're in love still, 25 years later.
Let's hear that song.
Okay,
here it is. Hypothetically speaking. 1, 2, 3, 4. Hypothetically speaking, I could be the one for you. Hypothetically speaking, deviations might be true. Hypothetically speaking, hypothetically speaking, theoretically thinking, you could be the one for me. In a manner of speaking, I might be your cup of tea. This experiment designed with certainty as you mind. Hypothesis is true. Hypothetically speaking, hypothetically speaking, axioms and theorems just pie in the sky. Truth incontrovertible is the sparkle in your eye.
I think you proved that theory.
I hope so.
We had fun with that one.
Tell us about your album project in the works.
Well, we did our first album as a McLeod 9 about a year and a half ago, and it's called Swingy, Stringy, Funky, Folky. We thought that described our music pretty well. This one is just we have a recording studio at home, so we have the luxury of just recording things when we get the urge, and so it's just a new, some more songs that didn't get on the first album. One of them will be that one, it'll be the title track, and a lot more like it. We have quite a few songs in that kind of swing vein, and then quite a few other ones in a more conventional kind of...
More of an Americana, more truly a folk genre.
Will you keep the instrumentation as a duo, or are you going to bring in other people?
We have some that have... it's quite a range. I mean, some of them are bigger productions where I can play a lot of instruments, so some of them I add bass, and on one of them I think I've got keyboards and maybe drums. But most of them we have... It's mostly fiddle, guitar, mandolin, and vocals. And
sometimes I play the harmonica.
Bass. I usually add bass on the recordings.
Right.
Yeah, Christy plays the harmonica sometimes. So.
So who are your musical influences?
Oh my goodness, that's hard for me. Mine go all over the place.
As do mine. And for the last 25 years, actually, and since we've been together, we've been part of a Celtic band called Beyond the Pale. And that started out strictly Celtic music. We go to Ireland almost every year. And then it's sort of that band, too, has morphed more into the Americana roots music. And so doing our own original music and some of the gypsy Texas swing has just been a natural segue.
And a long time ago, you stopped in Kansas City and played at our songwriter event.
Oh, yeah.
I wouldn't forget that either.
Well, I guess I have been listening to all kind of music all my life. I guess the folk thing started, you know, I grew up in kind of that era, but I loved all kinds of, I was way into the blues as a teenager, and some of my big influences were Bob Dylan and Donald Fagen, Steely Dan, runs the gamut, and Duke Ellington I would list, you know, as well. I loved the old jazz stuff, as well as, gee, I can't even really think of all of the things.
Everything.
The Band was one of my really early...
Right.
And Eric Clapton, because I was a big guitar freak.
There's not much music we don't like. We really like it all. We're open to everything.
Cool. Would you play another song for us?
Sure.
Sure, I will. I think we're going to do one that's quite a bit different than the ones we've been doing. The last one we did, which is more of a swing number. This is a song I wrote. It's called The Fiddle King, and it's about a character that was, as I understand it, a real historical figure. He's in the book and movie Cold Mountain. He was the fiddler, Stobrod, and he was followed around by a young boy who idolized him. So this is his story told from the viewpoint of the boy that idolized him. It's called The Fiddle King. And it's based on a bunch of North Carolina music, which is fiddle and banjo. We don't have a banjo, but there's a lot of North Carolina fiddle tunes kind of embedded in this. So
cool. Let's hear it.
The Fiddle King. One, two, three.
Sweet scratching sound of his fiddle strings. Some nights I'd sneak and follow him to the old barn dance where he'd play and sing. And the horse riding on the catgut and my bare feet shuffling in the middle parts. Some said he was no kind of lazy, trading his life for a fiddle. He was plain crazy, but to me, he was a fiddle king. He drank whiskey whenever he could, and an old hollow lawn he lay up for days. But he was never too drunk to remember any tune.
his eyes shine bright and beam him dancing feet.
Mama said she'd snatch me ball if she ever caught me putting bow to strings. She said the fiddle was the devil's toy, but it sounded like heaven.
In the hands of the king.
No wonder your fans are asking for that all the time.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. That's
thank fun. You so much for coming in today and sharing your music with us.
Thank you so much for having us. It's been a delight to be back at Kerrville. It's been a few years since we've been here.
Really enjoyed it. Thanks for having us.